Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. In the 1990s, my guest Richard Hawley was best known for the backing guitar he brought to Britain's most celebrated artists, Pulp, Beth Orton, Robbie Williams. But since 2002, Hawley has released a string of solo albums that showcase a genuine respect for the songwriting craft and love of melody. His last CD, Cole's Corner, was shortlisted for Britain's prestigious Mercury Prize. Hawley has just released Lady's Bridge. Like its predecessor, the album's title is a reference to Hawley's hometown of Sheffield. In fact, let's begin our session with a live performance of the title track.
Take me with you when you go down to the river. It's the only place I know where I can forgive her. Take me with you when you go. I'm tired of living life on hold.
Take me with you. Richard Hawley is our guest today on the World Cafe playing live, and that is the title track from the new album, Lady's Bridge. And, maybe you should tell what Lady's Bridge, you know, that song could happen anywhere, except it's very specifically happens in Sheffield, where you're from. And what does that represent?
I mean, you know, Sheffield's is seven hills and five rivers, just like Rome. Well, not quite exactly like Rome, but, you know. And, you know, I grew up in a city of rivers, you know, where it played a big part of the history of the place as well, the steel town. But, ladies, it's a metaphor, really, I suppose, for I got to be 40 years old this year, which was a bit of a miracle. And, you know, also there was a dark thing that happened to me, which I lost my father as well this year. It was a very big influence on me. And it was kind of about getting to a point in your life where you're leaving a lot behind. And you kind of reach a point that is like a marked point, you know, in your life. You get to my age. And it really felt like that I was moving on to new areas that, you know, people wouldn't follow me into. And you kind of have to be a bit adult about these things.
Is too much made of kind of a retro sound in what you do?
Yeah, it's a collage of sounds that I've assembled throughout my life. So it's retro in the respect that the lap steel has been part of my life since I was 9 years old. So that's retro, yeah.
Yeah, but you're not conjuring up former times.
No. It's just stuff that in our house, because my father was a musician, my mother was, my uncle, my grandfather, the cat, you know, even the fish sang, you know, music was on all the time. So all these sounds have been kind of around, and I've collected sounds that I really liked and assembled them together, you know. It's not just me as well, it's the guys, you know, too. They bring a lot into it.
You should probably give them all names.
I should one of these days, yeah.
Yeah,
it one, it two. Yeah, no, on drums we've got Mr. Dean Beresford, and I think we can actually clap there, can't we, guys? So there's only a few of us. Yeah, and on keyboards we've got Mr. John Trier. On guitar we've got Mr. Shez Sheridan. And last but not least, we've got Mr. Colin Elliott on bass. And my name's Susan, I'm a cross-dresser from Baltimore.
There's a in the centerpiece of the booklet that goes along with Lady's Bridge, the new album, there's a wonderful piece of graffiti that says "Macho music is stupid."
Yeah, I love that because
it's a real.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I did add to that because in the middle of it says "Owls Forever," which is my football team, Sheffield Wednesday. They're called the Owls. But yeah, I just kind of I found it amazing because somebody had obviously gone out and bought like a spray can, and then done something which is quite an angry act, but said something quite gentle, you know, which I just thought, it was funny.
Well, and it's fun. When I listen to your music, I think it's really macho. It's really moving and deep, you know, but it's not loud and it's not metal or anything.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You can say aggressive things in a totally different way. You don't have to kind of posture and pose and stand there with your foot on the monitor, you know. You can be angry in a quiet way.
Indeed. Richard Hawley is being angry in a quiet way today on the cafe. And what would you like to do next?
The sea calls.
I've got to go.
to where we send the signals out to the men. Did they make it on board with fire and the sword? Ah, honey. I've got to go. Can you hear the winds blow? Shakes your spirit and your soul.
Lovely. That is the Sea Calls, which is another one that is on the new Richard Hawley album called Ladies Bridge. And it follows up one called Dark Road. And I kind of saw both of those as touring musician metaphor songs, but there's probably more to it.
Yeah, there's more to it. But the Dark Road is definitely that. The Sea Calls, it's about being compelled to do something. I'm quite a feral animal in a lot of ways. I've got, three children and a wonderful wife, and I love them dearly. But I literally get the wanderlust and I've got to go. But I think it's kind of about my father's generation as well, that they were compelled to do things that they didn't want to do, like working in the steelworks and the mines just to earn living and also go to sea,
It's funny because now a lot of those options aren't open.
Yeah, they're no longer there, which is very strange, But it's a kind of a funny part of modern culture. In England, they've probably got them here. We have steel and mining museums now, like fishing museums. And, in the modern world, can you imagine having a call centre museum? Do you know what I mean? Or a burger joint museum. I can't really see that happening.
Yeah, and yet, Richard, how did you get started making your own music? Because I know you accompanied others. You worked in pulp for a while. You did many things. What was was there a compulsion for you to do your own things?
Go solo, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of, I've been a musician. I can't remember not being, a musician. And it got to a point in my life where I got to kind of 30-something, 33 maybe. And my father and a few other people said, that who'd always heard me sing all the way through my life, they just said, you should do it, man, because you don't want to get to 60 and look back and have not done it. So I didn't realise that we were going to end up in Philadelphia with you here, or touring the States or all the things that have happened at home. I never planned that. And it still surprises me to this day that even anybody turns up to hear it, But yeah, I just wanted to do the first mini album that me and Colin did together. And Chez, I think you sang on it on one track, didn't you? So that's the core of the original idiots who went on this mad joint journey with me. But we just did a little mini album, that was recorded in 6 days. And it just kind of progressed from there.
And then the last album was nominated for the Mercury Prize, which people hear, means more in England than it does here, but music fans everywhere know about that, and it kind of puts you in a shortlist capacity. Did that make a big change when people start paying more attention everywhere?
Yeah, inevitably, we were doing all right, kind of creeping along slowly in the kind of back there, sort of, doing okay. But that sort of pushed it a lot,
Richard Hawley is our guest. The new album and the one that has brought him here to the States is Ladies Bridge. And what's next?
We're going to do I'm Looking for Someone to Find Me.
When you're tired and a little lonely and your heart has nowhere to head, think of me, I'll be thinking somewhere of all of those things that you said. But don't be cruel. Don't be cruel to me, 'cause I'm looking for someone to find me. I'm looking for someone to love. I'm hoping someone will find me. I got no one to love when your days are.
I'm Looking for Someone to Find Me, a World Cafe performance from my guest, Richard Hawley. Hawley's latest album, Ladies Bridge, is on the Mute label. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and XPN.org. To hear my complete conversation with Richard Hawley along with full performances, visit worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for joining me.